everybody. This is Whistle Radio 102.7 FM, and I'm Charlene, your host for Off the Top.
Hi, I'm here again with Angela Chrysler. Angela, thank you so much for joining us today on Off the Top.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And my great gratitude goes to Daniel Bertuzzi for doing the sound and tech for me. I'm totally impressed with you. The world is in a better space acoustically. And today what we're going to be talking about is very exciting. We'll be talking about, Angela, your blog tour. Tell us about the blog tour. First of all, tell us what it is, and then tell us how it's going.
The blog tour is a 35-day blog tour. Most blog tours last approximately 5 to 10 days only. A few months ago, I received an idea of doing a blog tour that lasts for an entire month. It was initially going to be from August 1st to the 31st. And it's just amazing. I sent out a message to all the authors I had contacts with advertising the idea, and I was swamped with almost 200 replies in about 1 week. I had no idea the popularity. I don't charge anything for something like this. I am huge on starving artists. Well, I call it Starving Artist Foundation. It's not really a foundation. I just thought the name was catchy. But most artists starting out like this have no money. What little money they have has to go to editors and book covers. So I do not believe in charging the artists a dime for this thing. And I put it together. I started scheduling it in. It grew quickly into July. We started it on July 24th. It ends on August 31st. And it grew from there. I ended up having one author featured a day. And because I was receiving so many responses, I triple booked everybody. So I was having three authors appear. I'm now actually up to a couple days where four artists appear per day.
And they appear on your blog, is that correct? They send in the information to your blog?
Not just my blog, and this is where it really, really became amazing. I sent out if anyone else wants to help, let me know. And just this morning, I received another email from a lady asking if she could also participate as a blogger. I had over approximately 20 bloggers volunteer to help. So it's not just my site, it is about 20 blogs going on. So one author appears one day, and they are hit across 20 sites, in addition to the blast-outs on social media from Twitter, Facebook, Google+.
So all those 20 people are taking that one blog and putting it out on their blog, but also putting it across all the social media.
That's right. It's a massive web. And it's usually when, and this is where the problem started, when I started publishing back actually only 2 months ago with May, I really put a lot of effort into building my own blog tour. It was difficult. There was a lot that I had to learn, and it was very frustrating because one person had to track down one collection of people and ask each individual, is it okay if there's a whole appearance, there's protocol. It's very formal. You want to make sure it's done properly. You don't want to offend anybody. They may or may not have a spot for you. It's very time-consuming. And as an author, it was very stressful. I decided to reverse the role. Instead of going out as an author looking for 20 different blogs, I decided to be a blogger looking for X amount of authors.
I really admire that. I really think that's a fabulous thing to flip the formula upside down. Way to go. That's great.
Thank you. And it's a win-win. With blog tours,
yes,
bloggers want authors. And as a blogger, I was really finding a hard time collecting people enough to post on a daily basis. Authors want bloggers because they want the promotion for their books.
The exposure,
so,
yeah.
Exactly. So this was a win-win. The problem is finding each other. So, and I have access to, as I said, easily 20 authors who do blogging as well. So when I went out there and blasted all this information out, it hit. I had this massive, people from the Brain to Book Cyber Convention last April came back to me. They told their friends. They brought their friends in. It exploded, and it's huge. 2 days ago, we hit 20,000 hits to my site.
That is astonishing, and congratulations. I'm so happy for you. That is terrific.
It actually crashed my website, literally in the middle of the blog. I woke up that morning, and about noon, the whole website just went down. I'm like, oh, no. I'm in the middle of a blog tour, and my site just crashed.
But you're back and running. I know that.
Very much. My brother came in, saved it, explained that he had to upgrade the host to handle the traffic. So we're okay. It was only, there was a small glitch. It was probably down for a total of 20 minutes, maybe.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was just amazing. And the energy coming from everybody was just wonderful. There was no criticism at all. Everyone's just said absolutely wonderful. During that 20-minute span, I was blasting it all out on social media, and it came together. It really, I cannot emphasize the energy. It's just a wonderful, positive energy. We have new releases coming in. We have a giveaway. One of the ladies, Lou J. Whitley, wonderful author, absolutely wonderful author, she came in and offered to collect all the giveaways. So on her website, she's posting and accumulating all the giveaways at one link, which I am posting on my blog. So when you go through a post, at the very bottom of every post, you'll see her website so you can check in and see what's available for giveaways. It's just extraordinary.
Well, I have to confess that although my blog isn't up for touring on your site until August 4th, I've been checking in, and I've two or three times I've taken and copied your blogs and put them through my social media to try to just pump it out. I wasn't able to consciously and upfront say to you, yes, I will host, because I wasn't certain what that was or what it would entail, but I'm finding it very easy to do it this way. And I'm sure there are others who do that as well.
Yes, I have. One gentleman was waiting for me to send him the information. He wasn't able to take on the whole 30, it's over 93 authors. I mean, we have more than 100 books, more than 90 authors, 35 plus days, 15 plus bloggers, one tour. It is astounding.
Well, you've created this juggernaut that is rolling through the social media waves. I'm so proud of you and so excited for you. And obviously, you're really happy with the turnout, how it's all rolling.
Yeah, very much. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute blast. And it keeps me busy. It keeps me hopping very much.
Tell me what the main focus of the writing is. I think there's a focus here with the people that you've contacted and connected with. What kind of writing, what genre would you say, or is it across the board?
It is everything. I do not. This is the beauty of indie writing. Before, genre writing was you had a fantasy author or you had a romance author. And the concept of branching out, Nora Roberts was notorious for this. She was one of the first to take her romance and then go in a different direction with, can't remember her pen name, J.D., can't remember. But she went off on a different direction with that. And it was not quite taboo, but it was unusual and frowned upon because marketing was complicated because you had to almost juggle two careers. Indie authors have literally thrown genre writing out the window and said, you know what, I'm going to write whatever I want to write. And I'll worry about the genre later. And what you have now is this massive, colorful explosion of options and choices you did not have before.
Right.
I'm embracing that. I am not shy at all. I am absolutely embracing that. My first book is dark fantasy, epic fantasy, Norse Celtic myth. My second book is a macabre memoir, which also toggles on psychological thriller. And then I have a romance that I just pieced together, a very Frankenstein Phantom of the Opera-styled romance. I do not believe in your traditional happily ever after romance formulas. Another genre that I'm throwing out the window saying, you know what, I really like that. If you want your happy ever after, you better earn it. And I really make my characters earn it. So I'm embracing all these different genres. And I've seen more multi-genres, that term come up more and more. On the blog tour itself, there is no limitation. I have a nonfiction writer, Gisela Hoffman. I'm reading her books now. Absolutely phenomenal author. She's appeared on television. She's appeared in radio. She's done so much. She writes nonfiction for authors. And I want to say, in authors, she basically has four books called the Naked Fluff Books. Naked Milk Fluff Books. She hits it right down to the point. They're very short books, very, very readable in only a few hours because she strips all the crap out.
Right.
She strips all the unnecessary stuff out, and it really just condenses it all down to this is what you need to know, get down to business. They're wonderful reads. They're very, very wonderful. So she's on the site, or she's on the blog tour. We have paranormal authors, psychological authors. There are genres appearing that I haven't even heard of on the blog tour.
Well, I will say that the new genre that I've heard of that my book actually belongs in, The Stain, is called metaphysical fiction. So it deals with reincarnation, and it deals with afterlife, and it deals with people having meditation experiences of going through time, but it isn't a time travel fantasy or sci-fi. It's, to me, a brand new genre, And I'm delighted that you have people from all across the kinds of writing. I had no idea. I thought it was all spearheaded toward your particular area. Now, and as you're saying, though, that your particular area is not a specific genre. Tell us more about your first book, for example, the inspiration for it, how you approached it, what happened with that, and where you are with it.
Oh, Dollar and Shadow, my baby, was, it's been a very long 7 years. I wanted to be a writer. I had gone through a vanity press years ago, about 10 years ago. It was a whim. It was a pure accident. I was a stay-at-home wife at the time. I was working a part-time job in a bookstore, and I was just bored. So I was browsing the internet. There was a poetry contest. On a whim, I submitted a poem. It was accepted. And then,
good for you. Congratulations.
It turns out it was a vanity press. So they were accepting anything and everything.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know it at the time. I went ahead and went through with it, paid the $30 for the one book.
Right.
And later on, I mean, there was a lot that I'm going, I have to pay for my own book. Really? $30 for my own book?
Yep.
And when I got a hold of it, though, I opened up the book and I saw my name in print, and that was the defining moment. I'm like, this is what I want to do. I immediately set to work on just writing. At first, I just wrote. Very short time thereafter, I received a mail-in, a couple emails from a company, Long Ridge Writers Group. It's a small writers group company. Very, very, very good. I have high praises for it. It is equivalent to a basic college credit, college course.
Yes.
For beginner intro to college, you can pay to have your efforts converted over to college credits. I did not go that route. I took a how to break into print course, and then I took another course. I knew I wanted to do novel writing, but the emphasis on the course I took was 100% magazine writing and article writing, which I was not a fan of.
Right.
I'm not really big into magazines. The one I do read is Time Magazine, and that's pretty much it. So I wanted to novel write. I just had no idea what I was going to do with it.
I'm going to ask you right there. I'm so sorry to have to break in because this is such an exciting arc, but we do need to take a very short break for the commercials that the radio station will supply to the program. And I will be very excited to come back with Angela Chrysler. Don't go away, Whistle listeners. We are about to hear more from Angela.